In this bulletin, the government gets its encryption laws passed through Parliament after Labor provides last-minute support. Huawei's chief financial officer under arrest in Canada. And in cricket, India will start the second day of the first test against Australia at 9 for 250. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has backed down on encryption laws, agreeing to pass the controversial measures in the Senate. The laws will give intelligence agencies new powers to access encrypted messages and devices. The bill had passed the House of Representatives with the support of both major parties earlier in the day. The Labor Party had previously insisted on amendments, making it all but certain the laws would not pass until February. But Mr. Shorten says Labor has passed the laws unamended to keep Australians safe over the Christmas break.
I will not sacrifice the safety of Australians merely because Mr. Morrison doesn't have the courage to deal with issues in the House of Representatives. So what we say to Mr. Morrison and to the government right now is if you agree to do the amendments which you've already agreed to the encryption laws in the first week of next year, we will pass the encryption laws, unsatisfactory as they are, right now.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has told Sky News Labor did the right thing by supporting the bill unamended.
That was Labor's spin. Our judgment always was that when it was all said and done, given the government had done the right thing, acting consistent with the agreement that was reached in the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security, that ultimately these encryption laws would pass unamended.
The Law Council of Australia says serious concerns remain about the laws, which it believes have been rushed and politicised. China has opposed the arrest of Huawei's chief financial officer in Canada, saying they want her released immediately. Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou has been detained by Canadian authorities on behalf of the United States. The tech company has denied any wrongdoing by Ms. Wang and says it's been given very limited information regarding the charges laid against her. Spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry, Cheng Xuan, is urging Canadian authorities to release Ms. Meng.
China has made clear its position separately to Canada and the United States, requesting them to immediately clarify their reasons for detention, immediately release the detainee, and guarantee the legitimate rights and interests of the person concerned.
The French government has hinted at more concessions for yellow vest protesters in a bid to head off another wave of violent demonstrations in Paris. Protesters are calling on social media for a fourth weekend of demonstrations over living costs and fuel prices. But French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe says 65,000 police will be drafted in to stop a repeat of last weekend's riot and looting. Mr. Philippe has also announced possible measures to help the country's lowest paid workers, including a 1.8% increase to the minimum wage from January. It comes after the French government announced yesterday it would abolish the widely hated fuel tax increases. Yemen's warring sides have gathered in Sweden to negotiate peace and halt the country's catastrophic three-year war. The conflict in Yemen began with the 2014 takeover of Sana'a by Houthi rebels who toppled the government. A Saudi-led coalition has been fighting the Houthis since March of 2015. As a result of the ongoing war, tens of thousands of people are believed to have been killed or died from famine. The inquest into the deaths of four people at Dreamworld is set to close today. The hearing has uncovered multiple ride malfunctions in the days leading up to the deaths in October 2016. Coroner James McDougall will hand down the findings next year. To cricket, and Indian batsman Cheshishwar Pujara believes India will learn from the mistakes made in their first innings and come back stronger. The tourists finished the first day at 9 for 250, thanks largely to Pujara's 123 runs from 246 balls. While India won the toss and elected to bat, their batsmen were unable to capitalise. At one point, they were 4 for 56 after losing their key batsman cheaply, including captain Virat Kohli. Pajara has told Fox Sports the team will learn from the mistakes.
I think we learn from our mistakes, but we still have a decent total on the board, and we have a good fast bowler, so and there is a bit of turn as well. So Ashwin will also be coming into play. But I can just say that we have a decent total at the moment, and yeah, our batters will learn from what has went wrong.
And now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 26. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 38. Melbourne, hot and windy, 38 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy and 27. Canberra, sunny and 32. Wollongong, also sunny, 24. Sydney, much the same, 26. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 27. A possible shower in Brisbane, 24. Cairns, a few showers, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.